Ever wonder how those like really sleek and durable graphics get embedded into like everyday plastics? You asked for a deep dive into advanced in-mold decoration, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. We've got some fascinating sources here, a technical breakdown of the IMD process, some insights into the design possibilities, and even a peek at the material science behind it all.
Yeah, it's kind of like turning a simple plastic shell into a work of art, really.
Okay, I love that. So by the end of this, you'll not only understand how IMD works, but also why it's becoming so popular in everything from car dashboards to those sleek new smartphones.
Yeah, and you'll start to see IMD everywhere you look, I guarantee it.
I'm already looking at my phone differently. The source we have breaks down the process into five main steps. Prepare the design, print the film, position it, molding, and then some finishing touches. Seems pretty straightforward at first glance.
Well, until you actually try it. Our source actually shared a story about their first attempt at IMD, and let's just say precision and patience are not to be underestimated.
Oh, I bet. Speaking of patience, can we pause for a second on why IMD is even necessary? Like, why not just slap a sticker on and call it a day?
Well, think about the last time you had a sticker peel off or fade. Not exactly the look we're going for, especially on, high-end products.
True. And I'm guessing durability is a major factor here.
Absolutely. With IMD, the graphics are actually embedded within the plastic itself, making them incredibly resistant to scratches and wear. Plus, you get this amazing seamless finish. Remember those old cell phones with clunky buttons that always seemed to wear off?
Oh yeah, the paint would just rub right off.
Exactly. IMD eliminates those issues, making products look better and last longer.
So beyond just looking good and lasting a long time, what else makes IMD so special?
Design flexibility is a big one. You can create these incredibly intricate patterns and vivid colors that would be impossible to achieve with traditional methods. It really opens up a whole new world of creative possibilities.
Wow, that's really interesting. So if I'm picturing this correctly, it's sort of like a high-tech puzzle, right? You have this colorful film, you mold the plastic around it, and boom, a seamless, durable design.
That's a great way to put it. And the result is more than just a decoration. It's a functional part of the product.
That's what I love about IMD. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about performance too. So where are we seeing IMD making the biggest impact?
It's really taken off in the automotive and consumer electronics industries. Imagine stepping into a car with a dashboard that has this sleek, continuous design with all the controls seamlessly integrated.
That's pretty cool. No more mismatched buttons and clunky plastic covers.
Exactly. And in consumer electronics, IMD is key to achieving those slim, minimalist designs that are so popular. Think of your smartphone, the touchscreen, the buttons, even the branding IMD makes it all possible.
This is where I start to geek out a little. The source talks about how material science is crucial in IMD. And it makes sense that you need the right plastic to handle the molding process and create that durable finish.
It's like choosing the right ingredients for a recipe.
I love that analogy. So
Right?
what kind of plastics are we talking about here?
The most common ones are polycarbonate, PBT, and ABS. Each has its own unique properties and best use cases.
Wait, break those down for me. What makes each of these materials so special?
Let's start with polycarbonate. It's incredibly strong and impact resistant, but also crystal clear, which is why it's often used for things like electronic displays.
So it's both tough and beautiful. That's a winning combination.
Then you have PBP. It boasts excellent chemical resistance and dimensional stability, making it ideal for parts that need to withstand harsh environments or hold their shape precisely.
And finally, ABS.
ABS is like the all-rounder. It's a good balance of strength, flexibility, and affordability, making it perfect for a wide range of applications, especially consumer products.
Okay, I'm starting to get a feel for the material science behind IMD. It's not just about pretty pictures. You need the right plastic to make it all work.
Absolutely. But choosing the right material is only the first step. The design process itself requires a deep understanding of IMD.
That makes sense. You can't just slap any design onto any plastic, right?
You got it. You need
Wow.
to consider material compatibility, ensure the CAD models are precise, and get that graphic placement absolutely perfect.
The source actually shared some stories about the importance of collaboration between designers and engineers during this phase.
Oh, absolutely. It's a team effort, and communication is key. A tiny mistake in the design stage can lead to big problems down the line.
Like what? What kind of problems can pop up?
Well, you could end up with alignment issues where the graphic doesn't line up correctly with the mold, or you might run into adhesion problems if the film doesn't bond properly with the chosen plastic.
And I'm guessing color consistency is also a big deal, especially if you're working with multiple colors.
You're right on the money. Even slight variations in temperature during the molding process can throw off the colors.
So it's like this delicate dance between design, materials, and process control. It sounds like there's a lot that can go wrong.
There is, but there are also a lot of ways to mitigate those risks, and that's where quality control comes in.
Okay, let's talk about quality control. What are some of the key things that manufacturers do to ensure that IMD products meet those high standards?
It all starts with having rigorous inspection procedures at every stage of the process. You're checking for everything from material defects to alignment issues to color consistency.
It sounds incredibly meticulous.
It has to be. The source described their approach to quality control as being like a hawk watching for even the tiniest imperfections.
And I imagine technology plays a big role in this as well.
Absolutely. We're seeing more and more companies using automated inspection systems and data analysis tools to catch defects that the human eye might miss.
So it's like having a digital detective on the case, making sure everything is perfect.
Exactly. And that brings us to the really interesting part, what happens when things go wrong?
Ooh, this is where it gets juicy. I'm guessing there are some horror stories out there.
Oh, definitely. But what's fascinating is how companies are constantly innovating and developing new solutions to overcome these challenges.
Let's dive into those challenges and solutions in more detail, shall we?
Remember those alignment issues we talked about? Let's imagine we're trying to create the perfect smartphone screen.
Okay, I'm picturing it sleek, colorful, super responsive.
Exactly. But if that decorative film isn't positioned with absolute precision in the mold, you might end up with a screen where the touchscreen sensors don't line up properly with the display.
Oh no, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, it would render the phone practically unusable. That's why companies are investing in, high-tech fixtures and incredibly tight tolerances to minimize any room for error during that film placement process.
It's like performing surgery on a microscopic level.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of advancements, we're also seeing amazing developments in mold-making technology. Sophisticated tooling and automation are allowing for even more precise positioning of the film.
So it's a combination of human expertise and cutting-edge technology working together to solve this challenge.
Precisely. And it's not just about alignment. Remember those potential adhesion problems?
Yeah, where the film doesn't bond properly with the plastic.
Exactly. Think of it like trying to paint a water-based design on an oily surface. The paint just won't stick.
Okay, that makes sense. So, how are manufacturers tackling this sticky situation?
They're getting creative with material science. Researchers are developing new inks and films with improved adhesion properties, specifically designed for IMD. They're also exploring surface treatments and coatings that enhance bonding between the film and the plastic.
So they're basically engineering the materials to work together seamlessly. What about color consistency? That seems like a tough one to crack, especially if you're trying to match specific brand colors.
It definitely is. In industries like consumer electronics, color accuracy is paramount. You can't have smartphones from the same brand coming out in slightly different shades.
Right. It would be a branding nightmare.
Exactly. So, to combat color inconsistencies, companies are taking a two-pronged approach. First, they're investing in advanced temperature control systems for the molding process.
Because even tiny temperature variations can affect the colors.
You got it. These sophisticated systems ensure a consistent temperature throughout the mold, eliminating those pesky hot spots or cold spots that can lead to color variations. The second approach involves working closely with ink manufacturers to develop more stable and consistent ink formulations.
So it's like they're creating recipes for the perfect colors.
That's a great way to put it. They're also using high-tech color measurement and analysis tools to ensure that each batch of ink meets incredibly strict color standards.
It sounds like a combination of science and art, really.
It is, but even with the best materials and processes, things can still go wrong. Remember those surface defects we discussed earlier?
Oh, yeah, the warping, bubbling, all those little imperfections that can drive a perfectionist crazy.
Those are the ones. And they can be a real headache for manufacturers. They can compromise the aesthetics of the product and even its functionality in some cases.
The source mentioned that improper temperature control during the molding process is often the culprit.
That's right. If the mold temperature isn't consistent, the plastic can cool and solidify unevenly, leading to those unsightly defects. It's like baking a cake and having it sink in the middle because the oven temperature wasn't right.
Okay, that's a visual I can relate to. So, besides those high-tech temperature control systems, what else are they doing to combat these defects?
Well, they're really focusing on optimizing the entire injection molding process. That means fine-tuning parameters like injection speed, pressure, and holding time to ensure that the plastic fills the mold perfectly and solidifies without any hiccups.
It's like choreographing a perfect dance for the plastic molecules.
I love that. And then there are specialized mold designs that can also help prevent defects. These molds might incorporate features like venting channels to allow trapped air to escape, which prevents bubbles and voids from forming.
It's incredible how much thought and engineering goes into creating those seemingly simple plastic parts.
It's all about attention to detail and a commitment to excellence.
Well said. So it seems like we've covered a lot of ground here, mm-hmm. from the intricate steps of IMD to the challenges and the cutting-edge solutions being developed. But I'm curious, what about the human element? We've talked a lot about technology and materials, but what about the skilled technicians and engineers who bring it all together?
Ah, yes. The unsung heroes of the IMD world. Their expertise is truly remarkable, and their dedication to quality is what makes all the difference.
We've explored this intricate world of IMD materials, the processes, even the challenges. But let's not forget about that human element.
Right.
Behind all this innovation are these skilled individuals who are true masters of their craft.
Absolutely. We're talking about technicians who can place these decorative films with incredible precision, engineers who fine-tune those molding parameters to perfection, and quality control specialists with like eyes, like hawks, spotting even the tiniest imperfections.
It's a reminder that even in this age of automation, that human touch is still so vital. It's that expertise and attention to detail that elevates IMD from just a simple manufacturing process to like an art form.
Couldn't agree more. You know, our source actually highlighted the importance of training and standardization to ensure, you know, consistent quality.
Right.
It's about making sure everyone involved in the process is on the same page, you know, following the same protocols and striving for that same level of excellence.
It's like a team of synchronized swimmers.
Yeah.
You know, moving in perfect harmony to achieve that stunning result.
Yeah.
Except in this case, the result is a flawlessly decorated product.
That's a great analogy. It really does require that level of coordination and precision.
So we've journeyed through this entire IMD process from concept to creation, highlighting the challenges and the triumphs along the way. You've now got like this insider's perspective on how IMD is transforming the way we design and manufacture products. What are your thoughts? Where do you see this technology heading in the future?
Well, I think we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible with IMD, honestly. The combination of aesthetics, durability, and design flexibility opens up a world of possibilities. I think we'll see IMD being used in even more innovative ways, you know, from wearable technology to smart home appliances to even medical devices. The possibilities are practically limitless.
It's exciting to think about the future of IMD and how it will continue to shape the products we use every day. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to come up with the next groundbreaking IMD application.
I like the way you think. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of IMD, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have.
It's been a real eye-opener. And for our listener, thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you've walked away with a newfound appreciation for the artistry and engineering behind those everyday plastic products that have been transformed into something truly extraordinary.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world around you.